had meetings all across America, but we're traveling all the way back to Bible times. Praise God. Amen. 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 As a matter of fact, if we're being very specific and accurate, the Bible tells us that God said himself that he had no problem dwelling in tents.
Amen.
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 When it was time for mankind to do something of love and gesture to God, they wanted to build him a temple, and he replied, I did not complain about the tent that I told you to build.
Amen.
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 Amen. God is very comfortable in tents. We're not comfortable in tents. Amen. Especially when we go on camping trips and it starts flooding out and whatnot. Praise God. Some of you, what's the new acronym? If you know, you know.
Right? If you know, you know.
Amen. But God is very comfortable in tents. And as a matter of fact, that God, it's very interesting how God structures things. And he is a God of pattern and principle. Amen. Anybody say God is a God of pattern?
God is a God of pattern.
And a God of principle.
And a God of principle.
Amen. And God has no problem dwelling in a place, hallelujah, that he wants to dwell in.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And first preference, God wants to dwell in tents. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And it wasn't too long ago that I was in a tent meeting that's very similar to this. They had the meeting right outside the building of the church, right in the front of the parking lot, by the street frontage. And so I feel like I'm having a little bit of deja vu here.
Amen.
Praise God. And God moved mightily in those services. And God is already moving greatly here among us today.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Anybody here prayed real good on Sunday?
Yeah.
Come on, if you prayed real good, if you felt God on Sunday, lift your hands. Just wave your hand to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can I tell you, God's got more in store for you? Hallelujah. He's not out of power. He's not out of love. He's not out of miracles. Hallelujah. He can do anything today. Everybody say today.
Today.
Today is the day of salvation. Praise God. Today is the day of salvation. Praise the Lord. I want to go into the scriptures here. We're going to read the very first verse of the Bible. If you would turn with me to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Book of Genesis chapter 1. If you don't have it, I'll read it in your hearing. Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Yes. Amen.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light.
Yes.
This is a very simple scripture. Many people try to complicate it and bring all types of ideas from this scripture. But if we just read it for what it says, it's very profound in its simplicity. It's very simple. It doesn't have to be complicated or difficult to understand at all. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What it says is what it says. Amen.
Amen.
So that means that you are not the product of a big bang.
Amen.
You're not the product of a celestial throw up from some type of primordial ooze. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You're not an accident. Come on, tell yourself, I'm not an accident.
I'm not an accident.
You are an incident. Amen.
An incident.
And that means God intended for you to be here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your life is not just a blow in the wind. Your life means something to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He wanted to meet you here under this tent on a Monday night because he has something powerful for you if you allow him to affect your life in the way he wants to. Hallelujah. And I want him to do that today. So I want to speak from this scripture tonight, and I pray that you will respond to God how God wants you to respond to him. How many are going to respond to God how God wants us to respond to him? And that means, if you raise your hands, that means you're not going to respond to God based on how you want to respond to God. You're going to respond to God based on how he wants us to respond to him. Amen. That has to go beyond how you feel right now.
Amen.
Amen. And when I'm making a commitment to God to respond to him based on how he wants me to respond to him, it doesn't matter how I feel, because he's worthy of the glory.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what I think, because he's the one that created it all.
Amen.
So I've got to give him all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Especially those that have been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You owe it to your God, hallelujah, to display an outward expression of your thankfulness, your gratefulness, your faithfulness to the God you serve. Hallelujah. Is he worthy tonight?
Worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And from this scripture, I'd like to preach here that you were formed to be filled.
Yes.
Formed to be filled. Hallelujah.
You were formed to be filled. Now, maybe some of you that have brought guests, maybe some of you that are standing next to people that you know really need a touch from God right now, I want you to find that person that you know really needs a touch. And maybe that person is you. So maybe you need to take out a selfie, a camera, or a mirror and talk to yourself right now and say, you were formed.
You were formed. I was formed.
To be filled.
To be filled.
Amen.
You were.
You're not an accident.
You're not an accident.
You're not an accident. Don't let that devil lie to you, hallelujah, and put all types of thoughts in your mind and put all types of depression in your heart. You are not an accident, hallelujah. God intended for you to live. He intended for you to exist, and you were formed to be filled. Amen. Let's lift our hands and ask God to bless this service today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the precious people under this tent. We know you are present. Hallelujah. And when you are present, you are able to heal, to deliver. Hallelujah. To set free, to mend the broken, to set at liberty those that are bruised. So we pray right now that you do what only you can do. And we will give you the praise. We will lift up our voice to match, hallelujah, the intensity of what we want from you with what you want to give us. Hallelujah. So Lord, we open our hearts, we open our minds, we open our minds for you to deposit and pour out your spirit. Hallelujah. One more time. Hallelujah. We know that you can do great things, and you've done great things for us, but you're not done. You're not done. And you've got more in store for our lives. So pour it out under this tent tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray, hallelujah, lift your voice in anticipation for what God wants to do in your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I tell you today that you are not an accident? Praise God. And it is not an accident that you are here tonight. Praise God. The number one thing that the devil tries to use against people who are trying to better themselves by inviting God into their lives is to play mind games. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to play mind games with you and try to stir up your thoughts against yourself and against others. One thing that I've noticed in this atmosphere of our society, hallelujah, I don't know about whether in the whole world, but I sure do know, yes, here in our United States of America, there has been something loosed that has beginning to pick up steam, and I want to send a clarion call and a warning to the people of God and those that want to call themselves by the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That there is a spirit that has been loosed in our society, and it is a spirit of offense. Praise God. And what we are dealing with, especially in this month here, June. Hallelujah. And many of you already know some of the things and festivities that are celebrated in the month of June, and particularly something that is geared toward the thought of pride. Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about sexuality right now, but I'm talking about the brazen idea of pride. Hallelujah. It is the number one thing that will get you kicked out of the presence of God. Hallelujah. Because of pride, because of someone lifting themselves up. Hallelujah. In the presence of God. Hallelujah. He got sent back down. That was the creation of what we know today as the devil and Satan. He lifted himself up. He said, I will arise, hallelujah, and be as high as the Most High. But God is the Most High, and there is no other God.
There's no other Savior beside him.
Hallelujah. Beside him, there's no other. And if somebody tries to rise up to match who he is, he's got to come down. God will humble them. Hallelujah.
As quickly as they try to arise.
I'm telling you right now that pride will not take a hold of you. That pride will not destroy you if you humble yourself under the hand of God.
Right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, because pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Hallelujah. And what we are dealing with in this season right now of our society, not just the church, not just the world, but in our society, it is an offended mindset, an offended emotion, and an offended spirit. Hallelujah. And it stems from pride. Hallelujah. Pride is something that can go so undetected that you think everybody else has it except you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And can I tell you, no one is exempt from being attacked by this mindset. The one with the mic, praise God, has had to deal with thoughts of pride. Hallelujah. Why? Because we are human nature, and the human nature wants to preserve and protect itself at all costs. Hallelujah. But if we're really going to be like Christ, we've got to be willing, hallelujah, to take the offense.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And if you're really going to be saved, you're going to have to deal with some offense. If you're really going to live for God, you're going to have to take some blows. You're going to have to get some thicker skin. Praise God. And the only way to get that is to get the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. Because if you got God's power on the inside, it'll protect you from the devil's weapons on the outside. And you can't survive the attacks of the enemy if you don't got the right stuff on the inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody say, I need the power.
Power.
I need God's spirit. I can't survive without him. I can't make it without him. Hallelujah. You might think you're smart enough, but you're not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You might think you've got it together, but without God, you don't. Hallelujah. This thing called living for God is a test of your will to be totally reliant on the mind of God. Hallelujah. And on his provision, and on his protection, and on his power. And if you lean on anything else, it will fail you. If you lean on friends, they will fail you. If you lean on other people, they will fail you, because nobody's perfect. The only perfect person is the one that died on the cross. Hallelujah. And he despised the shame. Hallelujah. He didn't care if he was shameful on that cross. He was wounded and he was offended and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth.
That's right. He opened out his mouth.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We live in a world, hallelujah, where it's so easy to give somebody a piece of our mind.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to tell them what I think. I'll give you a piece of my mind. But what we really mean is that we're going to give them a piece of our mouth. Because when we give people a piece of our mind, we don't think it, we say it.
Right. Amen.
And sometimes we don't even think before we say it.
Yeah.
We don't give people a piece of our mind. Can I tell you something? The reason why some people don't have a peace of mind, because they keep on giving people a piece of their mind.
Amen. That's right.
And sometimes you go through life feeling like you're losing your mind because you keep giving pieces of it away. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
God does give him perfect peace. His mind is
He humbled himself. Even by the offense of the cross, he humbled himself. Hallelujah. People lied on him, he humbled himself. People misused him, he humbled himself. People sought to kill him, he humbled himself. Unto death. Do you really want to be like Jesus? Hallelujah. Where you can humble yourself, and even if people are throwing javelins at you, and people are throwing all types of things, and throwing dirt on your character, and trying to tear your name down, and you can still lift up your hands and say, though they slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep my mind stayed. I'm going to give somebody a remedy right now on how to survive this attack on your spirit. You've got to keep your mouth shut and keep your hands up.
Hallelujah.
Because the truth is, the worst thing somebody's trying to come against you can do is throw dirt on you.
But if you're already dead, it doesn't matter.
Throw dirt on me all you want. That's what I'm made of.
Amen.
Yeah, you can try to kick up that dirt on me all you want. All you're doing is building me better. Hallelujah. You're giving more materials for the master to make me over again. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness of anybody that's ever been through some heartache and been through some pain and been through some struggles and been through some disappointments? That yes, things may happen, but God is still good.
Hallelujah.
And quite frankly, the same God has never lost a battle. So if you're fighting right now, all you gotta do is turn it over to Jesus, because the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. Look at what God does when he creates the world. The Bible says, in the beginning God created the world. The heaven and the earth was a form. It means there was no structure. It was void. It means it was empty. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God began to move on that. What was he moving on? He was moving on the lack of structure. He was moving on the emptiness. He was moving on the darkness. And then God opened his mouth and said, let there be light. And there was light. What God did in those first few verses of the Bible was he created something that had a need.
All right, he did.
Amen.
When most people get to a place in their life when they have a need, they think it's the end. Oh no, that bill just came. I'm done. Oh no, you heard what that doctor said? I'm toast. You think it's the end. But when God allows a need to arise, that's not his end. so that he can fill it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Because God is the only one, hallelujah, that can create something out of nothing. And when he creates something, there's nothing that can keep it continued except him. It's dependent on God. We are not self-sufficient. Praise God. God created us with a need. And that need is not just companionship. It's not money. Hallelujah. It's not all these other worldly things. But it's a need for Almighty God. And that void will never be filled until we fill it with the right stuff. We've got to fill that void with God. We got to fill that void with the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I need God.
I need God.
You need God. It's not an option. It's not something that we, well, we can choose him if we desire. If we, oh, you can live that way, and maybe Jesus is just another hot plate on the buffet table, and maybe someday you might have a hankering for some Jesus, and so maybe I'll come to church on Easter, and maybe on the holidays, and maybe, I know they're doing it, but they just need the live stream so I can just catch it when I want. You are built with a need for God.
Hallelujah.
And until God moves on it, and until God speaks in it, it will never be filled. Hallelujah. You want to know? Can you think with me right now that when God created that beginning and when he said, let there be light, he did not create the sun yet. He did not create the moon. He did not create the stars, but he existed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what he was exactly
Hallelujah.
Saying when he went into that darkness, when he went into that emptiness, is saying, hello, I'm here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is that light. And if you're going to be filled today, we're not filling you with just a plain old hope. We're not filling you with false notions. We want you to be filled with Almighty God. We're not filling you with counseling. We're not filling you with pop psychology. We're not filling you. Oh, we're filling you with Almighty God.
Right.
That's the only thing that you were formed.
Right.
To be filled with.
Right.
So now God is creating all types of animals, and he's creating the celestial bodies of the stars and the things we look up in the sky and see. And he's creating grass to appear from the ground and trees that bear fruit and the little creepy crawly things that you try to spray away. No, God created those too. You can kill them. I'm saying let them live now. Kill that spider. There's a bunch of them. Thank God these spiders don't have souls. He created them all. And they all serve their purpose. But when God was ready to make his most perfect creation, Brother James, he reached down and took the most basis, the most simplest, the most dirtiest component that existed. He reached down into the dirt.
Right.
And he began to form something.
Yes.
You see, this is the last thing. He said, I did all this, but I'm gonna do my grand finale. I'm going to reach down into this dirt, you know, because nobody really thinks of too much about the dirt. Hallelujah. Everybody just walks all over it. So let me go reach down. And I'm not too high that I cannot reach down. and I put my hands on the things that everybody else doesn't think about, everybody else will walk upon, and I'll make something beautiful out of things that people don't even think about, and things that people were already to trample on. Hallelujah. Some of you may feel that way in this service tonight. You may feel like you're the person everybody walks on. You're the person everybody doesn't care about. You care about everybody else. You'll check on everybody else when people are going through things. But when you're going through something, nobody texts you. Nobody calls you. You feel like nobody loves you. The devil is a liar. We serve a God that sits high, but he's willing to stoop down.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
I don't have no impressive doctrine for you to tell you why he did this, but even in a woman, hallelujah, that was caught in an act of sin, the Bible says people were judging her. People were ready to convict her. People were ready to point fingers and literally throw stones at her, and Jesus just stoops down. Because he remembers where she came from. And I want to encourage somebody that you might think, well, I really want to be a Christian. I really want to live for God, but that's too hard. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, nobody here is perfect. I'm sorry, I might have just bust somebody's bubble. Maybe some of you thought you were perfect. Can I remind you what you are? And you would be nothing unless God stooped down and picked you up and turned you around and placed your feet
on solid ground
and formed your life out of something that nobody wanted, but God wanted you. And can I tell you, you might feel like nobody wants you, but God wants you.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands right now and begin to praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he'll never leave you behind. He loves you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Reach down from the dust of the ground. It's gathering dust. Somebody say, God's not afraid.
God's not afraid
of my dirt.
No, of my dirt.
Not afraid.
You might be intimidated by your dirt. Yeah. We might be intimidated by our dirt. And I'm talking about not just the physical dirt, but some of our emotional dirt.
Amen.
Some of our baggage in our past. God's not intimidated or afraid to put his hands on it. Because whatever Jesus touches.
Oh, hallelujah.
I wish I had a witness under this tent that has ever felt the touch of the Lord. When Jesus touches it.
When Jesus touches it.
It's not just dirt anymore. But now, hallelujah, it's the best creation. It's the best thing that God.
Hallelujah.
I need some people to remember where you're coming from. Remember that you had an addiction to that bottle. Remember that that nicotine haunted you at night. Remember that you had to have that substance in your body. But God touched your dirt. Remember how those people abuse you mentally and probably physically. Remember where you're coming from. But you're here right now. And I need somebody to be encouraged that you made it. You made it. Hallelujah. You might have been through some dirt, but that dirt didn't put you on the dirt. That dirt brought you here.
Yes.
You're not 6 feet under somewhere, but you're right here under the tent. Hallelujah. You're right here in the presence of the Lord. And in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So God formed man from the dust of the ground. Pastor Greeley, I'm going to go as far as to say it was worse than dirt. We'll think dirt. And we'll go over there to the grass and dig something up and say, well, this is dirt. No, that's soil. People find value in soil.
Yes, they do. Topsoil, yeah.
They'll scoop it up right up the top and sell it. Made $1 million off of dirt. Because that dirt, they term it soil because it has nutrients in it.
Right.
It has minerals in it that can contribute to something. But God, the Bible said God didn't use soil. He didn't even use dirt. He used dust.
The dust of the earth.
Dust hath no mineral. Dust seems like it has nothing to contribute. It has nothing to give back. But God still sees a use.
Hallelujah. Worse than dirt.
You might say, well, what do I have to offer a God like that? And God's not looking at what you have to give, because he has everything to give to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And if he has his hand on you, he'll put it within you.
Good.
What you need to be a benefit to everyone around you.
Yes.
I want to speak to some people that you might not look like the environment of where you live. You might not like the environment of where you work, but can I tell you, when you are filled with God,
right,
he will put inside of you everything you need to be a benefit to everyone you meet.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
One of the worst lies I hear the devil tell people is, nobody wants you.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
It is. Right. It is.
Because if nobody wanted you, why is the devil after you so much? Can I wake somebody up right now? Hallelujah. If nobody else on earth wants you, there are two people that surely do want you. The devil wants you, but God wants you. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Now you've got to determine who you're going to give yourself to. Are you going to give yourself to a devil that will use and abuse your life? Or are you going to give your life to Almighty God?
Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to fill you.
And when you give your life to God, even if all you've got left is dust, Jesus is not afraid to put his hands in your dirt.
No, sir.
As a matter of fact, he's looking at it, already planning on what you will be. He puts his hands in that dirt. The Bible tells us God formed man. Everything else that God created in creation, he spoke it.
Yeah, everything.
And it was.
Right. And it was.
He said it. It appeared.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And when it came to us, he says, I'm not just going to speak. I'm going to get my hands dirty.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to get involved in their dust.
Yes.
And I'm going to make something out of the chaos. I'm going to make something that has no form. I'm going to form it. But the Bible didn't stop there. That he just formed man. The Bible says he did something after he put his hands to work. The Bible says he breathed.
Hallelujah.
Into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Can I tell you right now, there are things that people can do for you. People can help you. People can help you with your credit. People can help you find a house. People can help you, hallelujah, with all different things with this life. Praise God. But I'm telling you, there's nobody on this earth that can help you with your soul. Even if you come to a spiritual leader, they've got to point you back.
That's right.
Because I'm not smart enough. I don't care how much degrees I've got. I can't help you. But I can show you.
Amen.
And if I can show you, the way to the one that can turn water into wine. The way to the one that can walk on your water. Hallelujah. And walk on top of the storm. Hallelujah. And cause the dead to rise. And hallelujah, heal your body. And change your soul and hallelujah, your mind. That's the person that can do something. Everybody say on the inside.
On the inside.
When he formed man, that was just for the outside. But when God got to breathing, he filled him on the inside. Stand with me today. Sister Brown, there's a lot of people that lose out on God because they're worried about, what am I going to do with this dirt? I'm too dusty. I don't like that guy from Charlie Brown. Everywhere he went, there's a clock. They know when he's coming because the dust appears. God, he can deal with the dust. You just got to realize that's not where you start. You cannot get better by starting on the outside. You can only get better if you start on the inside. Because people that start on the outside seldom work on the inside.
Amen.
And they're all dressed up with nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
But when God puts his hand on you, he fills you on the inside. And nobody has to tell you what to do on the outside.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because it's on the inside of you. Nobody can take that from you. So what I'm proposing tonight is for those that feel conflicted. Those feel like they've been separated. Those that feel like it's too much dust. Can't get God because it's too much to clean up. God didn't tell you that.
Amen.
You thought of that yourself.
That's right.
Because you're so consumed with what's on the outside. And I've seen it all over, not even just this, I've seen it all over the world that people would leave God and blame it on the preacher.
Yeah.
They're judging me in that church. And nobody said nothing to me. They just looked at me funny. They were trying to shake your hand. Why are they smiling so much? They fake. Oh, there it is. I just caught somebody. Somebody said that. Don't worry. You can repent. Nobody's perfect here.
Amen.
Quite frankly, some of us, before we actually started living for God, we've said some of those things. But then God filled us.
Amen.
Just things, just, we just saw things differently. Because God did something on the inside. Can I tell somebody right now? You're not an accident. And if you allow God to do His work on the inside, what's on the inside? It's an old song we used to sing. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change.
Oh, what a change.
Yeah. What a change.
Hallelujah.
You will always be frustrated if you go after the change without starting in the right place. Not here to try to debunk anything anybody has told you, whether you've been through counseling or different programs, or maybe somebody has helped you with something. But can I tell you, spiritually speaking, you got to start in here.
Yes.
If you really want to be changed, it starts with your heart. And there is no excuse for anybody under this tent, because all of us are able to give God our hearts.
Amen.
It is so simple, but it becomes difficult when we want to be in control.
Amen.
So I'm asking you tonight in this tent, praise God, on the sound of my voice, if you feel like God wants to do something on the inside, I want you to step out of that row, that aisle that you're standing or sitting in, and I want you to make your way up front here, just like how we do in the building. It's awesome, brother. Come on. Lift your hands to the Lord. Come on, turn around. Lift your hands to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, lift your voice to God. Come on, where are you? There's more of you here. There's more of you here. There's more of you here. Hallelujah. You tried to do it yourself. You tried all the other things. Hallelujah. But it's time for you to open up so God can start the real change on the inside.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, where are you? Come on up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you, the Bible says that when Adam and Eve sinned, God told them that they would surely die. It was a spiritual death. Something died in their souls. But in order for your soul to live again, you're going to need what Adam needed. God breathed on him.
Amen.
And it became a living soul.
Amen.
God wants to breathe on you. Meaning His Spirit wants to fill you on the inside.
Yes, yes.
And that's how you live again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you're lifting your hands, and there are people that are faithful in prayer, and they are trusted my pastor, to come help pray. I want you to come forward right now if you're not praying for yourself. We've got a lot of needs right here. And when needs are presented, God shows up because God likes to fill the empty. Hallelujah. There are some of you that need the Holy Ghost, and you're going to get it today if you give your whole heart to God. You're going to get it today, hallelujah, if you truly open up and let Him on the inside. We're going to pray in just a second, but I want to lead you through repentance today, because nothing of spiritual lasting value can happen except we repent. And I feel this very strongly, that some of us in this room have blocked our blessing because of offense, because of whatever happened in your world. You are offended at God. And the devil has robbed you of a blessing because you're offended. You've had questions for God. Well, if He's real, why did this happen? Why did He allow this? Can I tell you today, God is not responsible for the mistakes and the mistreatment of others.
Amen.
Don't blame God because others has treated you bad, or you became the collateral damage of other people's bad decisions. But although God cannot control them, God can heal you.
Amen.
And if you just give that to God today, hallelujah, in repentance, saying, God, I'm sorry. Come on, lift your voice today. God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my bitterness. I'm sorry for my attitude. I'm sorry for staying so far away from You. When I've had many chances to come closer. Here I am, Lord. Here's my heart, God. I don't hold anything away from You, but I'm giving it all to You today. If you mean that prayer with all of your heart, I want you to lift your hands. And please listen to me, because this next thing is very important. You have got to lift your voice. It doesn't have to be a perfect prayer or something that you feel like, well, I'm supposed to say it like this, or I'm supposed to say these words. No, just lift your voice. Lift the sound of your voice. Even if it's as simple as saying hallelujah, or as simple as calling on the name of Jesus. If you lift your voice, it opens your heart so God can fill it. Don't let this moment of prayer be unfruitful because you didn't open up. You can get the most from this moment today if you lift your voice. So I'm going to pray one more time, and after I pray, I want us all to lift our voices as loud as we can, as if we're trying to call God closer to us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, thank You for these precious souls and hearts that are under the sound of my voice. I pray, Lord God, that You turn on the microphone of heaven and let Your voice echo in their hearts. Let them respond to You the way You want them to respond, not by how they feel, not by what they think, but because of who You are. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, pour out Your Spirit one more time in this tent, in the name of Jesus, and fill them to overflowing with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Refill them in the name of Jesus. Let chains be broken. Let weights be lifted. Let healing come in Jesus' name. Lift your voice to God right now. Lift your voice to God. Lift your voice to God and call on the name of of Jesus. And when you do, you're going to feel God strongly. You're going to feel God's presence. You're going to feel God's power.
Speak the word. What you call me.